Recorded Books presents Someone Was Watching by David Patnood, narrated by Jeff Woodman.
Chapter 1. The trip started off better than Chris had expected. The day was bright and warm, with just a hint of the long shadows that would soon signal fall's arrival. And his parents actually spoke to each other at first. Although the talk was forced and without laughter, the smiles rare and wistful. But an hour into the drive, silence had taken over the conversation. His mother stared out the window at the fields and trees. His father kept his eyes on the road while he put a tape in the stereo. The soft sound of a saxophone floated back to Chris in the rear seat, reminding him of something that he couldn't identify, maybe just a feeling. A moment later, his dad ejected the tape with a jab of his finger, as if turning off a memory. The only sound then was road noise, the murmur of the engine, the hiss of the tires, the wind whistling through half-closed windows, the occasional hum of a car passing in the opposite direction on the two-lane highway.
"What time do you think we'll get to the river, Dad?"
His voice sounded louder than he'd intended, yet he still wasn't sure he'd been heard. He knew the answer, but he wanted a response, any kind of response. He waited, decided to forget it, then tried again anyway.
"Dad,"
he said, anxiously brushing back a stray wisp of his sand-colored hair. His father glanced over his shoulder. "What time did we leave home, Chris?" he asked, the annoyance obvious in his voice.
11:30, about.
"It's always been a 2-hour drive from Milwaukee. You figure it out." Chris had gotten his response. He watched his mom turn and give his dad a look that said, "Don't take it out on him," and his dad return it with a, "Don't start on me." Then they went back to their private pain, ignoring each other, ignoring the purpose of the trip, ignoring the kid in the back seat. Chris slumped down in the corner, his head against the window, and closed his eyes. The purpose of the trip was to return to the site of the incident, as everyone called it now, to face up to the reality of it, to acknowledge that it had really happened, to exorcise the devils of grief that had haunted their souls for the past 3 months. But Chris figured the real reason was to humor Dr. Wilde, who had come up with the idea. After all, if you're going to pay someone for counseling, you should probably do what she suggests, even if it seems like a waste of time. Chris and his mom and dad were plenty aware of the reality of the situation. It had seeped into their lives like foul swamp water, filling the empty spaces and contaminating everything else. What they needed wasn't more reality. What they needed was a way to deal with it. He tried to fall asleep, but couldn't. He'd spent a lot of time sleeping lately, and when he wasn't sleeping, he tried to stay active. But these were the hardest times, when he was wide awake with nothing to do, and his thoughts were so loud. He decided to think about something pleasant. Football. Football season was about to start, and this year he wanted to turn out for tight end. He knew there was some competition for that position, but he was bigger and faster than the other two guys were. And he was tired of being a regular lineman. He thought he had a chance. He just wanted to go out there and catch the ball and run over somebody, show the coaches what he could do. And there was school, not usually his favorite thing, but this year was different. This year he was going into 8th grade, and 8th graders were the top class, the leaders of middle school. He was anxious to try out that spot, to see what it felt like. And there was another, a bigger reason. This year, he needed to be there. He needed to be busy and to study and think and come up with answers to questions that could be answered, not like the ones he'd had to face lately.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?